It was a great joy for me today to welcome Vera, who was a member of our church, and the church is supporting her, and God's called her to Poland, and she'll tell you more about what she's doing there, but she is the main missionary that our church supports. So it's a great joy for us to welcome her and hear her, what the Lord's been doing.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. It really is wonderful to be back with all of you. I know that for some of you, maybe I'm a new face, so I wanted to take a little moment to introduce myself and tell you a bit about who I am. So my name is Vera. I grew up in Toronto in a non-Christian home, but I ended up in a Christian high school, and that's where I started to learn about who God is. After I graduated from high school, I went to Kingston to study at Queen's. And in my first year, I felt God speak to me and said, "You know enough about me. It's time you make a decision. Choose. Are you in or are you out?" I thought I had a good relationship with God. I prayed sometimes. I read the Bible sometimes. But I felt convicted to think more deeply about giving my life to Jesus. So for about a year, the first year of university, I wrestled with God. I asked questions. I talked to people. And then I finally decided to get baptized at the end of that first year of university and give my life fully to Jesus. So in second year, I got more connected in a church. I started to volunteer in different ministries. I joined different small groups, discipleship. And I also joined InterVarsity Christian Fellowship on campus, so the student ministry at Queen's. I became a student leader, led different Bible studies. We did outreaches on campus, and I realized that I loved doing ministry. And after a couple years of being a student leader, I felt God call me into full-time ministry. So after graduating, I decided to continue working with InterVarsity. I became an intern and then staff in Toronto, where I worked with the high school student ministry and the university ministry for 7 years. But I'm not here to talk to you about Toronto. I'm here to tell you about the student ministry in Poland. And so how did I end up in Poland, you might ask? Well, it was because of this guy over here, my husband Konrad, who is Polish. Those are our two sons, Alex and Daniel, who are running around here as well. So we met in Canada and planned to stay in Canada, but God told us very clearly to consider moving to Poland. So we decided to say yes. InterVarsity, actually, the student ministry, belongs to an international organization called IFES, or the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students. So there are over 150 countries in the fellowship, and every country has its own student movement, and each student movement has its own name. So in Poland, the student movement is called HSA, or the Chrześcijańskie Stowarzyszenie Akademickie. And that took me a couple years to master. So I asked if I could transfer or just continue working with student ministry in Poland, and everyone said yes. And so in 2020, right at the beginning of COVID, I moved to Poland, got married, and I've been working with international students and Polish students in Poland for the past 5 years. So just a little bit about the ministry. The student ministry in Poland looks very similar to student ministries that we have here in Canada, like Power to Change, InterVarsity, Navigators, CCF. We have student-led groups in a number of cities, and each of the groups are trying to figure out how to reach their campus for Jesus. So since COVID, it has been difficult to start new groups and to plant groups, to build the groups on campus. But last summer, we held our first national student meeting since 2020, so since before COVID. And then we held another one soon after that. And from those gatherings, about a year and a half ago, we launched groups in 5 new cities: Olsztyn, Białystok, Katowice, Torun, and Gdańsk. And that was adding to the 3 existing groups we had in Szczecin, Warsaw, and Bydgoszcz. So a little Polish geography for you. And each group has its own personality. They're different from each other. The students, the student leaders, the students that are gathered, they kind of decide the direction that the fellowship goes. So for example, the student group in Warsaw is a mix of Polish students, Belarusian students, Ukrainian students. When the war broke out in Ukraine, students from the East came to Poland to study. And the Christian students that were connected with their IFES ministries in their home countries, when they came to Poland, they found us and joined our groups. So in a few cities, we have groups meeting in multiple languages and studying scripture in English, Polish, Ukrainian, Russian. So it really is an incredible international ministry. One of the things that we're focusing on this year is outreach in the form of mission weeks. So fellowships, the students will pick a week during the school year, set up lectures, debates, and different events. They will bring students from different countries in Europe, from Poland, and then they'll just invite students to come to all of these events. For example, in Gdańsk, there was an Easter Missions Week where students from Poland and also a short-term mission team from University USA organized events for the whole week. And we had over 80 students come, most non-Christian or nominal believers, and who stayed connected with the group, and a number of them joined the Bible studies after that week. And it was an incredible opportunity for the students to be missionaries, to take a step of faith and boldness, inviting their friends to these events. And their friends got a chance to hear the gospel, consider their relationship with God, meet believers, stay connected with the believers that they met, and also be invited to fellowship in churches. Another part of the ministry is leadership training. So we invite our student leaders from the campus groups, but also a lot of students from local churches to come for training, mostly to meet each other, to share stories, what they're doing on campus, to get ideas from one another, also to hear what God is doing across the country, not just in their city or on their campus. And our staff are really focused on helping students figure out how to be missional while they're students, how to be missionaries on campus while they spend so many hours of their days and weeks in school. So we're trying to figure out also how to build that bridge from campus to church. A lot of the churches in Poland have amazing student programs. And so they have seen what we're doing. They're excited about it. They're joining us on campus, and we're able to invite the students to these student groups as well. So building a really nice bridge for students from campus to church. And last but not least, we also have camps. We have English camps, youth camps, scripture camps, kayak camps, and also mountain camps. So we've tried a bunch of things. This year we're going to be doing two English camps where Polish students and other international students can come learn and practice English while studying the Bible. Most of the camps are geared towards non-Christians, so we encourage our student leaders from the churches and from the fellowships to invite their non-Christian friends. And a lot are really excited to take a week away in the mountains or kayaking down the river and spend time with their friends. So it's a really easy invitation, and we're really excited to see so many people saying yes and coming and reading the Bible for the first time. So part of my job is to help support the different groups, the English speaking, also a little bit of the Russian speaking and the Polish speaking. But I'm also working in one particular city called Wrocław, which is in the West, with international students. So I just wanted to share a couple stories from my time there. About 2 years ago, I met a student named Clara from Latvia. She was doing a three-month exchange. It's called Erasmus. So she was coming just for 3 months to Wrocław, and she was looking for Christian community. So she reached out to us. And at the time, we didn't have a group. It was just me. So I met with Clara, and I told her, there's no one else yet, just you and me. But if you want, we can meet together. We can pray and see what God has for us. So she said yes, and the next week, we did a prayer walk on the different campuses in the downtown. We did one in her faculty at her university and also a couple other universities. And we asked God, please send us more people. Send us someone to join us. It was the next day that I received an email that had gotten lost. So the email was sent probably weeks ago, but I just received it again from someone forwarding it to me, from a student named Zach from Ireland. So he was already in Wrocław, and he was also looking for Christian community. He came to study veterinary medicine. So Clara and I met with Zach, and we told him the same thing. There's no one else, just us, yet. But if you want, let's meet together, let's study scripture, let's pray for the campus. And Zach also said, yes, he would love to join us. So we started meeting in a cafe for Bible study. They learned how to lead Bible studies. They led each other and our little group in Bible study. And for both of them, it was the first time they were leading a scripture study. But we also felt called to pray to meet on campus. That felt like an important part of our mission. So Zach and Clara were actually from the same faculty, which was a great coincidence that we thank God for. I told them, go to the faculty and just ask. They went to the administration and they said we didn't have enough people to launch an official group. However, they were very kind and said, but we have a room. Unofficially, you can go there and meet there and we just won't say anything. So Clara, Zach, and I met in this room, and it wasn't a room, it was a storage closet. It had boxes to the ceiling, and I felt very discouraged. I said, oh, well, it's just a little closet. But Clara and Zach were excited and thrilled because for them, it was God answering prayer. Clara said that it was the first time she saw God answer prayer so directly, so quickly. Prayer walk, and then Zach showed up the next week. We prayed for a space to meet on campus, and even though it was technically not allowed, we were still meeting on campus and praying for campus and doing scripture study on campus. Clara returned to Latvia a few months later, but she sent Zach and I a message in the spring that I wanted to share with you and read to you. Hey guys. So in April, we started a new Christian group in Jelgava, the city where my university is. There are 3 guys and 3 girls in this newly formed group. Our goal is to meet for a chill Bible study 1 week and then do some kind of action the next week. We try to participate as much as we can as a Christian student group in other student events. For example, the bowling contest, annual prom, ice hockey, watching, and of course, streetcar racing, because we have a mechanical student in our group. It's wonderful to see how many different people are in this group from different faculties, from different churches from the city. And now I help with the organization of the group and the Latvian Christian Student Fellowship, the IFES movement in Latvia. And I have to say, I could not do this without the Poland experience. So we started with the plan to plant a group in Wrocław, ended up also planting a group in Latvia. After Clara left our group, Zach invited his friend Anthony to come to Bible study and also to start going to church with him. We found Jess, an American student who grew up in Poland and was leading her own Bible study in her faculty with her non-Christian friends. We also met Julia, a Polish student who was interested in starting a group on her campus. I'm very excited to get back to these students in this city. I feel like God is doing something really special. I just wanted to add some ways that you can be praying for the ministry. One of the biggest supports is through prayer. Please be praying for our student leaders. They really are doing an amazing job. Pray for new students to come and be welcomed into the communities. Please pray for the campus, that it would remain open. So far, we haven't really had any limitations, but we always pray that the campus and administration would be favorable to us and let us host these kinds of mission weeks and events. Pray for the evangelism that we're going to be doing in this coming year. So we have 2 mission weeks planned this year and 2 English camps for invitation, for students to come and say yes. And also for our staff team, there's a picture, yes, of our staff and board of directors. We have about 3 staff members and then a lot of different volunteers. But it's a small team for a large country. So please pray for more people to join us. And I lastly wanted to ask that you can be praying for Europe as a region. I think for a long time we've heard that people saying that Europe is post-Christian, that there is no interest in religion, the church is in decline. But we really are hearing amazing stories coming from the different student movements from churches across Poland and across Europe. People coming back to God, people interested in church, in scripture, in learning about who Jesus is, people hearing about Jesus for the first time and receiving him. So God really is moving, and it's really exciting to kind of have a front row seat to that among the students. And we're praying that Poland and Europe is not post-Christian, but actually pre-revival, and we will see a move of God. And I also wanted to say thank you for your support. I know maybe I'm new for some of you, but New Life has been supporting me and this ministry for the past 5 years, and I couldn't do this work without you. Yeah. So thank you.